Hi, my name is Imtiaz Hussain. I'm a senior escalation engineer supporting Microsoft Windows Azure. Today, I'll be showing how to configure Windows Azure Diagnostics using Visual Studio at runtime. You can configure Windows Azure Diagnostics very easily by using Visual Studio. Here, I have a Windows Azure Cloud Service project open in Visual Studio 2013. I can right-click on the role that I'm interested in and go to the properties, and from the Diagnostics section here, I can enable diagnostic and configure the diagnostic setting for my cloud service and then deploy this service to Windows Azure. However, if you are investigating a problem with a running cloud service, you might want to collect data that you did not specify before you originally deployed the role. Visual Studio enables you to update the diagnostic settings for a running cloud service directly from the Server Explorer menu. You can get to it by clicking on the View, Server Explorer. In Server Explorer, expand the Windows Azure node, and under the Cloud Services node, you will find your Windows Azure Cloud Services. Here I'm going to expand my cloud service, and then I can look at the production slot, and I look at the roles I have here. You can update the diagnostic settings at the role level or at the instance level. If you right-click on the role and click on Update Diagnostic Settings, changes will apply to all the instances within the role. For this demo, let's right-click on the instance 0 and update diagnostic settings. This brings up a dialog that allows you to view and edit the diagnostic settings for the instance. The application logs collects the logs that your application generates by using the system.diagnostics API. The events log tab, here you can select the checkboxes for the type of events that you want to track. The categories corresponds to the filters in the Windows Event Viewer. For this demo, we will add the system event logs and change the log level to all. On the Performance Counters tab, you can select the performance counters that you are interested in collecting. For this demo, let's go ahead and enable the percentage processor time so that it's collected in addition to the other performance counters. The infrastructure logs relate to the infrastructure of Windows Azure Diagnostics. And finally, the Log Directories tab lets you configure the data that's collected from log directories such as IIS requests, crash dumps, etc. Now click OK to save the changes. The same context menu on the role or the instance has an option to review live diagnostic data from the cloud service. Clicking on View Diagnostic Data shows a quick summary of the live service errors and other important status. Executing this command will query the diagnostics table for the cloud service within Windows Azure and list a quick summary of recent data within it. If the most recent data doesn't appear, you might have to wait for the transfer period to elapse. You can click on the View All Data link here to get more detailed diagnostic data that has been gathered and stored in the cloud services diagnostic storage. Let's check to see if the data from system event log is being captured because that's one of the changes that we had made. And here it is. The changes that you made via Server Explorer will persist until you do a full redeployment of your cloud service. Because this updates the diagnostics configuration in the WAD control container, which has the highest precedence for controlling the diagnostics behavior. Let's look at the configuration for the web role instance 0 for which we had made a modification. Open this file and you can see the changes that we had asked in terms of the performance counter for the processor time and the system event logs. Let's compare this to the configuration for instance 1, which was the default and we did not change it. Here we don't see that performance counter. And under Windows Event Log, I see only Application Event Log being captured, which was the default setting. In this talk, we looked at configuring Windows Azure Diagnostics using Visual Studio at runtime. Here are some useful links. Thank you for watching.